Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Route, to the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. It's a Red Shirt Friday. Coming to us from Thayer County, Nebraska, Gary Aksamit, welcome back to the program. We got a little technical difficulty here. With us, Gary.
Yes, I am. Can you see me?
You're flip your phone. You're sideways. There you go. Just that's perfect. How you been?
I'm so sorry, Trent.
No worries. We're here now. It's all good.
Cool.
You've been kind of AWOL. You okay?
Yeah. Went to Europe for a couple weeks and, learned a lot about falling in love again, I guess. So.
Oh, it seems like romance might be in the air.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
So, funny thing is, I didn't ask you to join today to talk about romance. I got a question that I just asked my partner in the UK, mm-hmm. because they're experiencing the same thing, and I think this will get us on the path of what we should talk about today. Mm-hmm. It was announced this week that Summit Carbon Solutions has rerouted their CO2 pipeline intentions. They want to include the four ethanol plants in Northeast Nebraska that have been left out previously. Mm-hmm. And my question is this: when AOC comes out with a new Green Deal, every person who pretends to be or thinks they're a conservative or a Republican is like, oh my goodness, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And Gary, today, all of the principles behind what AOC was talking about in terms of supporting a new Green Deal are being promoted by the people who have an R behind their name. For example, in the state of Nebraska, there is no local control for a CO2 pipeline because Mike Flood, then a state senator, now the U.S. congressman from District 2 in Nebraska, was championing that we need this CO2 pipeline. And I found Pete Ricketts in 2021 championing all of these green tax credits. How do the people who at one point in time just ridicule AOC now embrace everything that the left has been talking about in terms of green deals?
He dropped out.
Okay, Gary is having some technical issues, but that truly is the question and the concept of the day. And I'll attempt to answer my own question while Gary is getting his technology figured out, and we'll be back. But I'm actually perplexed by this whole scenario. And for those that might have missed it, CO2 pipelines are dangerous. They literally, and to that point, I just remind people simply that pig, turkey, and chicken, new plants, have CO2 chambers, and at 7%, in 30 seconds, they put these animals to sleep. And we're putting these next to communities, we're putting them next to schools, we're putting them next to villages, and I don't understand why we go along with it. Gary, it looks like you got everything lined out there now. How are you?
I am so sorry. I had to get to a newer version of an iPhone. I was using a different phone. That was my fault. Sorry about that.
Did you hear my question?
Yes, I did. So it's interesting. I mean, I get it. Look, every time I turn around, it seems like we're putting human life in conflict with industry. I don't care where we turn around. But more importantly, when you talk about the quality of the food, is that what we're going for here, or is it more a conversation around the impacts on the community? Which is the question that you're going for?
I'm trying to figure out why people who would bash subsidies and more government intervention are now the ones who are promoting it and enabling it through acting to give tax credits for what are so very clearly new Green Deal projects.
Well, let's go another step backwards. This was my conservative litmus test that I threw at the Nebraska legislature 10 years ago when I called for unbundled billing and privatization of utility business. And I saw so-called conservatives just hair on fire. We can't do that. We can't do that. We can't privatize Nebraska public power. Well, guess what? Electricity rates are going up like crazy. We're building data centers everywhere. My point is, I don't think there are any conservatives left, Trent. I don't. I think I think it is. No, I was a lobbyist in D.C. I know how this game is played, and I'm going to be brutally honest with you. It's all about the lobby. Okay, there are no conservatives because they are scared to death of Miriam Adelson. I'll just say it. They're scared to death of Miriam Adelson. It's whatever Marion Adelson, who's the guy that owns Cisco? I can see his face, can't think of his name, Steve Wynn, whatever those people want, I don't even care if it's at the county level or the state level, they're going to make it happen. There are no conservatives, Trent. There are no conservatives. We're just going to keep spending until it's all spent. I'm sorry, that's just the reality.
We're $40 trillion in debt. At what point do we say it's all spent?
I wouldn't be surprised if 10 years from now we're $100 trillion in debt. I really wouldn't.
But I'd like you to speak to this, because what comes along with our nation's debt, and we often say, my grandkids are going to be stuck with this debt. No, that's not at all how it's going to happen. Because as the debt of the United States government continues to go up, what happens? They funnel more money into projects to eliminate your and my ability to own property. That's
because
where we're at.
It's fear. And I don't know whether you read one of my latest Facebook posts, but I talk about this in that post, is that it's fear. They know that this is out of control. They know that there's no way of putting the genie back in the bottle. So what's the end result is late democracy and late capitalism. They have to control it. They have to control everything. They have to control everything so they can control the consumerism, so they can control the taxes. They have to control it all. That's the only way we can keep this machine spinning.
So this is a Nebraska issue, but it's relevant in every state. I put a lot of time behind a tremendous choice in the name of David Hibner, 13-year Border Patrol, just as conservative as they come. This guy needed to be in the U.S. House, District 3, replacing Adrian Smith, who is now the establishment, 20 years. He's voted for bigger government every time. And we got out and about, and District 3, Gary, as you know, but I'm letting everybody else know, in a state that has 93 counties, District 3 is 80 counties. It's part of 80 counties. David got to every county. David did an amazing job. People, there was so much momentum. And when the results come back, 65% of the people voted for what we already had, and 35% voted for a conservative voice that could have at least gone there and said, hey, this isn't right. And you know what everybody tells me is the reason that they just couldn't vote for David Hibner is because they say, well, you know, I like David, but Adrian's now worked himself into a position on Ways and Means where he has some power and some legitimate. This is what you were telling me we need to get rid of, that we have these establishment people that are doing nothing but making government bigger. And now you voted for him because he is in that position.
Yes, and his personal wealth continues to climb exponentially because of access.
We got to talk about solutions. What are the solutions?
I hope this doesn't come across as just being blatantly cynical for your audience, but I'm not gambling on this. I put my life on the line for 30 years trying to build something, and I ran into just toxicity every corner. And I'm sorry, but we live in such a dysfunctional, manipulated culture, financial culture right now. I'm not gambling on this. If you think oil is $100 a barrel, you're crazy. If you think that, you know, the stock market at these levels is normal, you're crazy. This is all being done with Miriam Adelson's money. Okay? This is your Secretary of your Treasury and Miriam Adelson's money manipulating our economy. I'm not gambling on something where I need a lobbyist in order to defend my financial position. And that's basically what they've done. They've turned this into a daddy complex, a daddy system, where if you want to make money, you've got to go pay the piper. You've got to have a lobbyist. You've got to know what's happening inside that Oval Office every day in order to protect your money. I'm not interested in that.
Gary Aksemit, my guest. He's joining us on a Red Shirt Friday. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this. Right off the bat today, Tracer Minerals is on my mind, and I think that all of us need to pay attention to what's going on. Chelated minerals are the key. How about that? Chelated minerals are more readily available. They get into the system, and you need to have a supplier, vitamins and minerals, that understands efficiency, reproduction, and overall health. Tracer Minerals gets that job done well. More details about the Tracer Mineral Advantage on the web, tracerminerals.com. Many products do contain the Tracer Minerals. You might want to check into that, or just put the free mineral out, and you'll see exactly how the consumption is exact what it should be. Don't forget to mix a little salt in there. tracerminerals.com.